The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Is it possible to want to believe for eternal salvation and yet still not be able to? That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we're currently taking questions from listeners just like you. Do you have a question that keeps you up at night? Well, you can zap it to us through email. radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Well, thanks for listening to the show. My name is Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob.
We're with Grace in Focus, and we're with Grace Evangelical Society. You may not know this, but Grace Evangelical Society is more than just the podcast. We do blogs, we do magazines, we do books, we do conferences. We do YouTube videos. So we have a lot of resources available, and we're so glad you're listening to the podcast. I mean, these different media reach different people.
That's right.
We used to be just print magazine and books, and now we're trying to take advantage of all kinds of different media to reach people with the grace message.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we have a journal, and Ken Yates and his daughter, Catherine Wright, they go overseas and do short-term ministry trips, too.
Right. So when you're supporting GES, you're supporting overseas teaching and missions. This is mostly, Ken and Catherine mostly teach at Bible colleges and seminaries for the most part, training pastors.
They're doing fairly high-level things, which I think is very helpful because they're training the next generation of pastors in these countries.
Right. And for them, you know, the grace message, like everyone, kind of comes as a shock sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
They're shocked to know that eternal life really is a free gift. I don't have to work for this. It's just... it's not just contrary to, like, let's say, the American work ethic, where you're supposed to pull yourself up by your own bootstrap, and that gets applied to salvation. But it's also contrary to, mindsets or worldviews in Africa, too, where you think, well, I need to do all these rituals and things in order to earn my way into heaven, and to find out that, no, you do not. Jesus did all the work so you can have eternal life as a free gift.
Right, and the same thing is found in Eastern Europe.
Absolutely.
Same thing is found in Asia. The same thing is found in South America, Central America, all over North America. I mean, these are worldwide issues that people face when they go out, and we're just glad to do our part. And by the way, our website with the podcast, with the blogs, with our magazine and journal articles and things, with our YouTube, all of that reaches people around the world.
Oh, yeah. We hear from people everywhere. I mean, if you have an internet connection, and most people around the world now do, or increasingly more and more people do,
right?
We're just it's amazing. I'm amazed at how many people we're reaching with the grace message. So thank you for supporting us and helping us and allowing us to be able to focus on doing those things. Well, here's a question from Brittany. And Brittany says, in a previous podcast, we answered the question, is it any way possible to wish to believe to be saved and yet not believe? And she says, well, I've been having the same question. And at least what I mean by that question is it possible to actually want to believe in Jesus to be saved by faith alone and yet still not be able to believe it?
Yeah, and the answer is absolutely yes.
And do you want to expand on
no,
that?
No, that's it. Okay, well, look at it this way. Let's say, for example, that you've been raised in a communist household, and you've been raised to believe that communism is the best way to go.
Or let me give you this example.
All right.
Let's say you're a pastor in Africa.
Yeah.
And you're in a work salvation denomination.
Right.
And your job.
Right.
And your friendships and your relationships all depend, or seemingly depend, on believing this work salvation message in whatever denomination you're in.
Therefore, if you came to believe that it's simply a free gift by faith, you might wish to still believe in work salvation. But whatever you believe, you believe.
Right. You might.
And you can't switch to something else just because you wish it. Now, you can change your belief if you find evidence that convinces you.
Right.
But once the person who believes in work salvation becomes convinced that that's not what God's Word teaches, I used to believe in work salvation. Once I became convinced of the free gift of eternal life, I was stuck with it.
Right.
I couldn't now say I'm going back to that old way of thinking. The only way to go back to that old way of thinking would be to immerse myself in that kind of thinking. And over time, my belief might change because I'm looking at different evidence.
Right. Okay. So, and you know what? I may not have, my example may not have fit Brittany's question now that I'm thinking about the question a little bit more. So she's describing a situation of someone who wants to believe in faith alone, but they just don't yet.
Okay. So here would be my response. Okay, Brittany, I get that. So you want to believe it, but you don't. That doesn't mean you can't.
Right.
The solution is pray about it.
Yeah.
And read God's word.
Yes, put the evidence in front of you.
Right. I would especially suggest the Gospel of John because it's the gospel of belief, as Merrill Tenney famously said. And over again, you'll see that the one who believes in Jesus will not perish but has everlasting life. John 3:16 and 99 more times in John, the word believe occurs, and in many of those uses, scores of those uses, it's connecting believing and everlasting life.
Right.
And so you don't come to believe it because you wish to believe it. You come to believe it because the evidence convinces you. And the opposite is also true. If you don't want to believe it, well, that doesn't mean you can't believe it. It just means, you know, at some point you need to decide, am I open to the evidence?
So search out the evidence, put it in front of you, and then your beliefs will form based on the evidence that you put in front of you.
But what's behind Brittany's question is basically this. If I wish to do something, can't I automatically do it?
Okay.
Right? If I wish to believe, why can't I just choose to believe? Well, I can't choose to believe that I'm a woman. I can't.
Neither can I.
Right.
I can't choose to believe that you're a woman.
Thank you. And I can't choose to believe that I'm 5 years old.
You can imagine.
I can imagine.
But imagining
but
is not believing.
It's not what I believe.
Yeah.
And so you can't choose to believe things that are contrary to fact.
Right.
But if you wish to believe something, well, then you can look into the evidence and it's possible you'll come around. Remember in John 5:39, Jesus said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they which testify of me, but you're not willing to come to me that you may have life." Well, coming to me is a synonym for believing in Jesus, as John 6:35 shows. And so what he's saying is a willingness to believe can lead to belief, but it doesn't automatically, but an unwillingness to believe can hinder belief.
Right, because then you're not going to want to look at the evidence.
Right.
You're not going to want to hear the arguments. You're just going to shut your eyes to all of it. And
right.
So it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point.
Right.
All right, so I don't know, Brittany, I don't know if you want to believe us or not, but I don't know if that helped. Okay, here's a question from Jody, and Jody asks, why does Paul emphasize various benefits of eternal salvation, like reconciliation or justification or redemption and forgiveness, instead of receiving eternal life?
Well, I think the question is incorrect.
Okay.
The last part, instead of emphasizing eternal life, is wrong. Zane Hodges wrote a book, Did Paul Preach Eternal Life? Well, should we?
Yeah, I mean, Paul mentions it. But he doesn't, you know, Romans isn't about eternal life. You know, Galatians isn't about eternal life. He mentions eternal life, but he really focuses on these other benefits. So why is the focus elsewhere?
Okay, but I don't know exactly why he spends a fair amount of time talking about justification in a forensic sense when Jesus never does.
Right.
Some would say Luke 8:14 is, but I think not. I don't know. And I don't know why he emphasizes these other issues, but the point is, they're not contradictory issues, they're compatible issues.
Sure, sure. I wonder if it has something to do with his audience. He's not evangelizing in his epistles. He's speaking to the churches.
Right.
He's kind of unfolding the riches that they have in Christ. I mean, the saved person gets more than eternal life, right? There's a few dozen benefits that you get at the point of faith.
Yeah, Chafer used to say 33, and I don't know if that's the correct number, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly why Paul emphasizes some of these other things, but even, for example, take Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. He talks about salvation.
Yeah.
But if you look at the context, the salvation is being made alive, Ephesians 2, 5. And then he says, by grace you've been saved. being made alive is regeneration. It's everlasting life.
Right.
And 1 Timothy 1:16, he gives his own testimony. He says, I'm an example of those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
Yeah.
So Paul mentions everlasting life a fair amount, and possibly the reason is because he's writing to born-again people.
Yeah.
He's wanting to discuss various of the benefits. It's helpful for us to know many benefits.
I mean, think pastorally, the Galatians, well, they were dealing with legalism, these teachers from Jerusalem saying, well,
right.
you do need to keep some parts of the Mosaic law. And so Paul in Galatians talks about justification. No, we're justified apart from the law. So that might be one reason why he emphasized justification mm-hmm. there. Or in Romans. Romans is, I mean, we actually just did a whole series on salvation in different books of
right.
Paul. And your argument was that salvation means different things in different books.
Right, right.
Don't you think that because it corresponded to something that that particular church needed to hear, maybe?
Yeah, I think that would be the case. But I think what's important to recognize is that the message of justification is synonymous with the message of regeneration if we're talking about forensic justification before God.
Mm.
They're basically synonymous ideas. You know, I've had this discussion with people before where we say, well, what about someone who believes they're going to heaven when they die? They're guaranteed they're going to heaven when they die. Well, you don't really find that in the New Testament. You do find the guarantee of being raptured. If the rapture occurs during our lifetime, we'll be caught up to heaven. And we do
yeah.
find that if we die, well, then we're going to be present with the Lord, to be yeah. absent from the bodies, present with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we find these sorts of guarantees, and those are synonymous ideas. So whether Paul's talking about the rapture or whether he's talking about being with the Lord if we die mm-hmm. or, you know, many other concepts, they're essentially synonymous with everlasting life.
Yeah. Well, Jody, I hope that helps. And we want to hear from you guys wherever you are in the world. Send us a note by emailing us at faithalone.org. Or if you don't want to email, if you want to send us a physical letter, you can send it to Grace Evangelical Society, P.O. Box 1308, and that is in Denton, Texas, 76202. We look forward to hearing from you. See you next time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to learn more from Dr. Bob and Sean and the other guests that we have on this show? If so, you can do exactly that by going to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. It's packed with all kinds of materials that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. A great example is our daily blog posts. You can get signed up for free, and every day a new post will show up in your inbox. Go to faithalone.org. This radio show is made possible from the generous donations of listeners just like you. If you'd like to become a financial partner with this show, you can go to faithalone.org and find out exactly how to do just that. Do you have a question for Sean or Bob? I know that I've often had questions for them. If you do, I want to give you our email address so that you can reach out to us to ask that burning question. It's radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to take a look at some biblical words, pruned and taken away. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.